Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are alone. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you opened and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they hung a star. Let's go on with the show.
All right. Here we are.
Is that a beehive? Anyway, just before I forget, I tweeted on my birthday on Thursday that to in lieu of birthday wishes, just give me money. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a joke, but people did anyway.
Thank you. Grandma still alive?
I just wanted to thank them. Dave Robitaille, of course, an old friend of the show. Peter Boothroyd. Is that a name?
His name's
Peter Boothroyd.
Can't imagine.
E-O-O-T-H-R-O-Y-D.
Boothroyd. That's what I get from sitting here all day.
Boothroyd. That was a good one. He's probably British or something where that name is considered classy.
From the Boothroyd family, I am.
And there's a guy named Robert Croft. I don't even know if that's a fake name.
After Robert, father.
Robert Kraft. Robert Croft. Rob Florig. He's an old friend of the show.
Yep.
Patty Rogers. She sounds like a Broadway dancer.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind eating her, Rogers.
Jeremy Clovis. Jason Abram.
Yep.
Andrew Carr, and I think those are all the birthday ones. And I'll give a shout out to Christopher Dinenson, because I can never get his name.
Right.
I think he's from Milwaukee. I think that's the guy from Milwaukee.
Buddy?
I thought he was European, but he said he's from Milwaukee. And no, he gave me money. I think he gave it for my birthday. Let me see what he says. I don't know. But anyway, he sent me a couple donations right around my birthday.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to my taste.
No, you're not going to get anything.
Like a taste of that?
No. Oh, that taste of that?
Yeah.
Of my birthday taste?
Oh, if I get money for my birthday, I'll give you
a No, you won't. Deal. That's what they always say. But you won't. You're going to give me some of your birthday money?
I don't get birthday money.
Yeah. What do you got?
Grandma died. I have to figure out my birthday present from my father-in-law. We're going to dinner at the Polo Bar on Saturday night. By the way, if you're listening, Saturday evening, I'll be at Gallagher 2000 in Queens celebrating my 46th birthday on Saturday. Garrett, you're invited. Everybody's invited, I think, E-Rock, hopefully, and, of course, Bob Biggerstaff can...
What's Gallagher 2000?
It's a gentleman's club where gentlemen enjoy looking at Colombian runaways as they mash their filthy bits into your khakis, and hopefully you come in your pants.
And then this is on fake Neil Brennan's website. I think he wrote this. I don't even know what the fuck it is. But anyway, it's a law firm, McCarthy Brennan and Associates.
Right.
And the whole you click on the website, and it starts, Justice is Blind, like Brian. And it says, since an incident circa 2005 involving a hose and a very upset neighbor, Kevin Brennan has been leading the fight for the little guy in all aspects of the law. At Brennan, McCarthy and Associates, we help you get the best results regardless of your situation.
Right.
Kevin Brennan, MBA, Harvard. According to Kevin's Facebook page, Kevin graduated from Harvard. And it's true. I said, because nobody gives a fuck. Nobody makes you prove anything.
No.
One time I posted something dumb on Facebook. A guy goes, you went to Harvard? They think I went to Harvard because I said I went to Harvard.
St. Joe's.
According to Kevin's Facebook page, Kevin graduated from Harvard and has been involved in a few legal struggles throughout the years. Known in his early years as Shag or Kite Man, Kevin hails from Philadelphia and is following in his father's footsteps in the legal profession. This guy knows everything. His nickname locally is the Comedy King of New Jersey City. Kevin is one of the top 700 comedians in the Northeast Corridor.
Shout out.
He is host of the massively successful Misery Loves Company podcast since 2016 and host of internet TV show Burning Bridges on Compound Media. In addition to his work in a legal office, Kevin is running for mayor of Jersey City in 2020. For more information, search Twitter for hashtag Brennan2020. Brian P. McCarthy, MBA, NYU. Brian P. McCarthy is no stranger to the inside of a courtroom, having spent some time in the legendary Miami-Dade County Jail.
Yep.
Brian's legal problems begin early in his life after he unsuccessfully tried to smuggle 4 pounds of marijuana into the country, hidden inside a boombox.
True. All true.
Working working on animal working on animal welfare issues across the state. Brian is determined to ensure that no dog has a rough life and no horse has an unstable upbringing.
This guy's great.
In his spare time, you are likely to find him reciting late 90s rap songs at Sullivan's Irish Bar on West 35th Street.
Uh-huh.
Associates, Mario the Specter of Death Bosco. Specializes in child welfare cases, having a long history of being associated with John Travolta and Bill Cosby. If you think you may have been diddled, if you think you may have been diddled, it's Mario you need. Chad Zumbach. It's also true. Specializes in DUI and slander libel law. Currently located on a fold-out bed in the greater Los Angeles area. If you got sacked from your job for falling asleep at the wheel or know someone who's spreading unsubstantiated rumors, Chad is your guy. Jimmy Martinez.
I'm glad.
Specializes in assault and battery cases. Jimmy is the brawn behind the brains and uses his expertise inside the courtroom to your advantage. Backed by Smoothie, Jimmy also fights for the rights of homeless single mothers. Jeffrey Gurian specializes in healthcare issue, mainly dental cases.
That's funny.
Having recently ordered the world's biggest tuna sub, there is nothing Jeffrey won't do to win your game. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, that's good stuff.
Oh, good stuff.
That guy knows everything.
Yeah, he pays attention.
He knows my dad went to, he's a lawyer.
Yeah, Mario Bosco's tiny.
Remember your boombox?
Yeah, my boombox story?
I didn't remember the boombox.
Yeah, when I was about 20.
Put in a boombox?
Well, the Jamaicans did. They broke open the speakers.
You're running drugs for the Jamaicans?
No, I used to sell pot here in New York. And then
we all did.
Yeah, and then the guy that I bought weed from, this Jamaican guy, he goes, Brian, if you can get down to Montego Bay, my cousin got a ganja farm. And the weed I was paying $2,000 a pound for, he said it could be like $150 a pound. So I put together like all the money I had, and I got my roommate, and he and I like went down to Montego Bay, and I was there for a week, and I told you, I said I ate all those pussies, you know, all the girls down there, because
there was a line outside his door for Jamaican women waiting to get their pussy eaten by him.
Hey, Gary, if you can, this is going to be a really deep cut.
Yeah, because black dudes won't eat because he's disrespectful to them.
Well,
their religion, so they won't eat pussy.
Jerk pussy.
What's that caveman movie with the fire? What's it called?
Caveman.
No,
Paulie Shore.
Ringo Starr movie.
That's a Ringo Starr movie. No, the fire movie where they're. Quest for Fire. Thank you. If you can find Garrett, I'm sorry to bother, but.
Don Chong.
Ron Perlman
without makeup.
Ron Perlman, exactly. Ron Perlman, they're like, we need a caveman. He's like, you'll save money on me. But there's a great scene where all those fat girls are waiting out front of the Quest for Fire hut to fuck Ron Perlman. And if you can find it, they were the blue.
Joe Matarese.
I don't know why
you're going through this whole long thing just to show a thing that barely has anything to do with what you were doing.
Because all these girls would wait in front of me. They would knock on the door of my little Cinderella.
Would they be a line? Would they be a line outside?
There would be girls that would come and I'd have to send them away. I'd be in the middle of going down on one girl and I'd say, give me a second, child. Me come back.
And you spoke with an accent?
Yeah, why not? Me say, come, lick your punani. Lick the middle where the pee-pee come out and suck on the clit. So that was, it was great. I had a lot of fun down there. It was a good, but then.
Yeah, there's a line of fucking women.
Were
they good looking?
They touching your wieners?
Oh, yeah. It was a whole thing. We're all dogging them. Me no wear condom. Condoms with the body, man. Me like to go in there, rod dog, you know. You hear me now?
But they were good looking or they were just kind of hoggy?
They were fine.
That's why I brought up the fat chicks in Quest for Fire.
Right. I don't know, Kara, could you find that or no? I think it's funny.
I only found one scene where they're down by the river.
Oh, no.
When he butt fucks them?
Yeah.
Well, that was exciting.
That movie came out in like 1992.
They're really Ron Perlman connoisseurs.
Yeah. That was like one of the first movies I've ever seen on HBO.
That reminds me of my trip to Vermont.
Why?
Tell you what.
Seriously, like Ron Perlman. Oh, yeah, this is hilarious.
All I got to see this.
That was it.
Yeah.
That's how it was back in the day.
Back in the day,
we just raped her in the movie, and it just it was a comedy.
That was over 300 years ago.
It's not a comedy.
What is it?
It's you know, like a
it's like a road
dramatic movie.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
it's about cavemen trying to find fire. They don't talk.
Somebody called A Quest for Fire.
Yeah, it was called A Quest for Fire.
Yeah,
it wasn't a comedy. Ron Perlman just raped people.
Yeah,
that wasn't Ron Perlman.
Who was it?
I don't know.
Some other
actor.
Yeah. They're all cavemen.
Ray Don Chong's in it. She's running around naked.
Oh,
she's like one of the fat chick ladies. She's just not fat.
Right, right.
Like the gray and black.
Yeah. Paint. And she liked the dick, too. So she was like, she joined them.
Taught the guy how to do missionary.
Right.
Because apparently all we used to do was doggy style.
Right.
And then like.
Imagine.
So it was Ron Perlman or that other guy was fucking Ray Don Chong, and then she's like, slowly turns around, and he's like, ooh.
Faces him?
Right. Yeah.
And then there's a weird cameo by her father. He's like, hey, man, you gotta get some weed, man. You better get some weed, man. You're new missionary,
no,
man.
Lying.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
I thought it was on a comedy.
Tommy Chong did not show up.
I didn't know that was her dad?
Yeah, Tommy Chong is Ray Don Chong's dad.
Yeah.
Jesus. Thank God I got the show, or else I wouldn't know anything.
Yeah.
Her mom's black?
Yeah. You ever seen Radon Chong?
Yeah, but who's her mom?
I don't know. Some black lady.
One got in the woodpile.
The lady from the... who's the singer's mom?
Lena Horn.
No, that's the... Lenny Kravitz wasn't his mom in a sitcom?
Yeah, she was in the Jeffersons.
Yeah.
She's married to the white guy.
Yeah, right?
Pretty progressive
They live
show.
In a building, right?
Yeah, in a deluxe apartment in the sky.
They're bringing that back. They're doing a.
They're bringing the Jeffersons back?
Almost producing like All in the Family and Jefferson.
Yeah, Wanda Sykes is playing.
Yeah. Wanda Sykes is playing the Louise Jefferson.
Yeah, Wheezy.
Really?
Is Jamie Foxx playing?
I think so.
I think, yeah.
Both gay. And, both homosexuals.
That's kind of suck.
Both gay.
I'm trying to think who.
Jamie Foxx is gay?
Yeah.
Is that a thing, really?
Garrett, can you bring up the clip where Jamie Foxx says he's gay?
Sure thing.
Thank you, buddy.
It was just one of those things where it's a picture of him and just somebody else working his mouth.
No, he's not. No one's going to say they're gay. Even gay guys don't say they're gay.
It's a video of him saying, I'm and gay in two separate sentences.
Right. Oh, me and Duff Davidoff are watching Ian Fidance. You don't know him, do you?
I know Ian, yeah.
Anyway, he's at the Village Underground and he's doing a 6-minute set or whatever. So he's like, yeah, I'm a bisexual. And me and Dub were like, because no one says they're bisexual. No. Women can say it, but guys don't say it. All of a sudden, the crowd's like, oh, you like dick? Because women are like, we like dick because we get shit for it. We get like houses and fucking cars and stuff. But,
yeah.
And a husband, we don't like it. Who likes dick?
I think bisexual.
The jokes didn't even work. They don't even work because the crowd gets spooked.
Speaking of Jamie Foxx.
The crowd got spooked, and then me and Dove were just laughing. Dove goes up, he goes, I'm bisexual too. Because it's so dumb. You can say you're bisexual.
Yeah, I think it's gross. Like, gay is one thing, but bisexual to me is kind of gross.
Yeah, it's like, I'll fuck a dog.
Fuck, what do you...
You got anything near me? If my
ridiculous.
Dick is hard, huh? If my dick is hard, I'll stick it in anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it connotes a whole fucking lifestyle people don't want to think about. Like, women doing it, that's pretty, and we all jerk off to it. But, like, two guys, and then he fucks a woman?
Ugh.
And he's putting that fucking dirtiness into the woman's...
You never been watching a porn, and,
and
then, like, they...
Where are we going?
You're seeing, like, a guy get a blowjob, and then they pull back, and it's a dude, and you're like,
No.
Where are you getting these? These blooper reels?
I was just saying a hypothetical.
Discount porn? Ugh.
Yeah. No, I always make sure I catch a landscape out before I start jerking off. I make sure everybody's, I don't know what team everyone's playing on.
Well, you have an alibi because you're blind.
Yeah, but I still have that iPad Pro. I get real close to my face.
But it was weird seeing Ian because I've seen him, I don't know if I've seen him do this bit, but it was in the Village Underground where it's like when the crowd doesn't laugh, you're kind of more aware of it than if it's a smaller room. So
right.
People are like, ah. All these progressives are all like, ah, faggot.
Yeah, right.
They all fucking bail immediately.
He looks like Groucho Marx.
Yeah, it's just, ugh.
And he's kind of sweaty, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, he's a, yeah, that's how you, you'd almost think that guy would just fucking, just be fucking anything.
Anybody be happy, he's just like.
Yeah, like whoever will fuck him, he's like a sexual orphan. Whoever will take him in, he'll fuck them.
Just take my seed.
And then he lives with like five other dudes and fucking, and whatever.
I only live with one.
Yeah, and you burn a wall.
No, but lives the thing. He lives on off the L train in what do you call it? Like Williamsburg or someplace in there where everyone's cool and everybody's fucking everybody.
Is that a pigsty?
I think he lives in a shitty part. You know, like he has like six roommates.
It's a lot of roommates.
Williamsburg.
Probably one bathroom.
Yeah, and I think he has to sleep outside with the dog.
I'll share a towel.
You bisexual.
Get out of here, you half a fag.
Yeah, literally half a fag.
He's just. He's just like either. I know. I feel like bisexual is like the last exit before you're
gay. He's trying to be like super like progressive, and then even the progressive crowd is like, nah.
I just can't imagine like kissing him with that big mustache.
Ugh, tasting jizz.
Yeah, that'd be the weirdest part of kissing him would be the mustache.
I mean, yeah. I mean, at least you're like a big soft body, but you have a nice smooth face. I could kiss on you.
Could you?
I
kissed Barry Ribs.
We're not doing that
again. There's a tweet about it. You kissing Barry Ribs
right on the stomach. I gave him a little Zerber.
Yeah, but it's still, that's a lot.
I saw that. Yeah, somebody posted that.
Saw the Zerber, yeah.
It's a step in a very weird.
I've seen so much gray chest hair since my Mother's Day last year.
You never fail to deliver on Monday.
Boy, I tell you, I'm in trouble with my mother.
What happened?
Well, no, to be 45, almost 46, me fighting with your mother is like, because before I tell you my thing, do you actually fight with your mother? Like, do you like...
Yeah, I fought with my mother last time I talked to her.
Right. But do you raise your voice?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was screaming at her.
Why don't you love your brother?
Right.
I almost called
your
her a cunt.
Mom's Jewish.
I almost called her a cunt.
Well, probably couldn't hear you. She's very old.
No, she can hear.
Okay.
And what would she say if you said that?
She would just not say anything for a long time. And then I thought she would hang up.
Ma! Ma!
And I go,
Ma! You'd be like,
there?
Ma!
Are you
Ma!
Still there? She go,
my kids!
I go, you still there? When she gets mad, she doesn't say anything.
Right.
And then I have to go, are you still there? And she's like, I'm still here.
Right.
I'm like,
well, you're
and then I'm thinking, where else is she going?
Right.
She's got no husband. She's got no fucking kids in the house. Where else is she going to go?
The way for you to call her cunt again.
Yeah.
The 315.
She already got the paper.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the paper delivered to her house like an old lady.
And they're using the tea bag for the second time that day. Let it dry out in a spoon. And
making some raisin bread.
Yeah, chipped enamel. Coffee mug.
I used to be a paper boy.
Did you?
When I was a kid.
Well, hopefully when you were a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see you doing it now.
Good gig.
But you still have paper boys? Probably not.
No. Well, they have those paper men.
Papers that have, if they actually make them.
They drive in their cars.
Yeah.
They deliver. We got the New York Post delivered to our house, and then they just stopped doing it.
Where I lived in...
They're like, fuck you. Not enough people get it.
Where I grew up in Syracuse, I delivered the Syracuse Herald Journal. Had like 30 houses. Had to walk to each of them.
You walked?
Yeah.
You get a bike.
Because you got to get off your bike. You couldn't just throw them. You had to put them in like, you either put it, the mailbox had like rings under them and the mailboxes were all on the houses. So you had to like put them in the, you couldn't just throw the papers.
Fancy.
Well, they didn't give you rubber bands. They didn't give you bags. You know, you can't just throw a newspaper.
It's like 1920. It's like, fold the iron the papers, boy, and put them underneath.
Between houses. Like wasn't it easy to get a bike? Are they all?
I would only use my bike when I was collecting the money because then you have to actually, you know, it was more efficient. Riding a bike with a bag of papers isn't the easiest
It every
thing.
Day.
Yeah,
I rode my bike with a bag.
Like I said, I'd have to get off the bike at every house. What's the point of that when I can just cut across the yard?
Kevin, now you live at home with an old bag.
Yeah.
I can't wait till the show's canceled. I pray to God.
We used to have in my neighborhood, we had a retarded guy.
Was it you?
No, I'm gifted and talented. How dare you? And he would deliver the papers. And he would also buy, you got to be around 12 or 13, he'd buy you booze too. So he would come up and
everybody's calling the paper, the paper company.
You lived down the block and like, I lived in a really shitty.
I got jelly on my fucking newspaper again.
The fucked up part was I used to have to, I mean, you're talking about collecting. I used to have to collect from my customers. I was like,
yeah,
12.
That's what I'm saying.
I would 12. Sometimes they would fucking not answer the door. I knew they were home.
Oh, yeah.
They would not answer
People
the door.
People would answer.
They didn't want to pay me.
Right.
So I can imagine like fucking hiding from a 12-year-old. because you don't have to fucking pay.
And it was literally, and how much money was it?
It was like a $2, and yeah. I had to bring my brother next week as muscle.
He was two years older than me. The guy that...
Like, it's like so fucked up. My parents are like, yeah, go collect.
My boss would, if there were houses.
You got a boss?
Yeah. The guy that dropped off the papers every day. He had an El Camino.
Fucking boss.
All his papers in the back banded up.
He tried to fuck you?
Yeah. No. He was a good guy. We had a party at Chuck E. Cheese every year.
Oh, Chuck E. Cheese.
Other paper boys, yeah. I was in like sixth to ninth grade.
Ninth grade is a little old for Chuck E. Cheese.
Arrive by five. That was the... Wow. That was like
that was your motto?
The motto of the paper company. Yeah.
What was the name of the paper?
The Syracuse. There was a Herald Journal and the Post Standard.
And it would get there by five?
5 o'clock in the afternoon.
And what if it didn't? They would fucking slit your wrist?
No. I mean, it wasn't like Domino's where you're supposed to get like a free pizza if you. It was just. That was
the evening papers.
People waiting on their fucking.
When I was there, Syracuse had two. Had a morning paper and an afternoon paper.
Isn't that amazing. Like 30 years ago, they had like
one.
I used to go out in the morning, 6:30 in the morning, in the dark on a bike.
I had the afternoon, but I had the Sunday paper. So like Monday through Saturday, I had like 30 papers, and then Sunday I had like 50.
Yeah, the retarded guy had a retarded wife, and they had a baby, and the baby. I remember watching the mother like
Jesus.
Fill up the
baby. The baby wasn't retarded, right?
The baby was going its way.
The baby's too. Like, look, Dad, I don't know what the fuck is happening.
You imagine having two retarded parents? If you have two blind parents, you're not blind. You don't have blind kids.
I remember the retarded mom was filling up the baby's bottle with.
I don't know how to do this. Ask my baby.
With Coke.
Yeah, the baby's three and is already taken over. You fucking tards,
Dad.
We're like being in her apartment.
You can't microwave a fucking cup of water.
We used to go over and look at her. We used to go over and like we used to watch porn. And I remember like the little baby was drinking Coke out of a baby bottle. I was like, this is really depressing.
Why would you go over there?
They had porn. They were like really into porn.
The retards?
Retards were, yeah. They were like really slow. They weren't like full on retarded. He had a paper route and she didn't work and they were on welfare. And they had a baby together.
They were probably the richest people in town.
Wow.
Mayor of Baltimore.
That's how white trash you were.
Yeah, it really was.
The mayor of Baltimore just quit, speaking of that.
I know. I heard about that.
Yeah, she's a dumb cunt.
Yeah, she's...
She
yeah.
sold a book and she did illegal shit. People... Of course, she's black. Black people cannot not break the law. Even when they become the mayor, they're like, how can we break the law as the mayor?
At least she didn't smoke crack, right?
She probably did. She wrote a book and then she did some illegal shit to sell the book, or she made people buy the book.
She basically made school districts like order like lots of the book.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like it was basically like
they're crazy.
What's that noise?
That happened last time too. They said it was like the refrigerator or something.
Oh, the refrigerator.
Remember when the AC, mayor? The remember it was Dinkins. He was a terrible mayor.
It's awful. One
to be racist, but they can't. Sometimes the first black mayor. It's not like Jackie Robinson. A lot of times they're just fucking idiots, you know.
Well, Kurt Schmoke was the mayor of Baltimore.
They got so much. They get so much. They have so many people like asking them for shit. It's like when you make it as a black athlete, you have all these cousins. Shit, they always want stuff from you.
Patronage too. You know what I mean?
Right.
But don't. I don't know.
But if you're the mayor, maybe you shouldn't break the law.
Maybe. But I mean, he's right. But he's a Marion Barry. Marion Barry was like on tape smoking crack.
Yeah, he was the first. And
the white guy, mayor of Toronto.
Yeah, but they reelected
him.
Yeah.
Marion Barry.
They reelected him.
Quote was the bitch set me up.
I feel like that's my man.
Remember in the video, she was holding him down, shoving that crack pipe in his mouth, wasn't she?
Oh, no, please. No, Lorna. Get the butane lighter off that end table there.
If you're the first black mayor, don't be a. Even if you're not even. Even if you're the second, if you're a black mayor, you just don't be a fucking idiot. It looks bad.
Obama was like president, and like he's like selling like Lincoln's like nightstand or whatever, just like,
making people buy shit.
It's totally just, you know.
He has a big soda machine downstairs. Yeah, it's just all grape soda.
Grape soda.
Every choice is grape soda.
And a Newport. Like, all right, let me tell. All right, listen. Get that rush on the phone.
I mean, you just can't do it. If you're a black mayor of Baltimore, you got to keep your shit clean.
Although a higher standard.
Yeah, because you're just going to look
even
like
if you're a white mayor, you should probably keep your shit clean.
No white
not really, Bob. You're missing a point. They don't get a lot of opportunities. They always bitch that they don't get a lot of opportunities. So when you get an opportunity, you can't fuck it up. It's like Mary and Barry, and especially down there, we think they're all clowns anywhere. The fucking D.C., Baltimore, all the way up the line. Fucking
Wilmington, Delaware.
Newark, Delaware. Wilmington, Delaware. We expect all those fucking clowns on our way up to be clowns.
You know, because some really fat guy goes into a all-you-can-eat place in New York City and eats way too much. So now they make it where they're all like, you only get 2 hours now.
For real?
Yeah.
What happened? A guy died or something?
No, like John Panette bit.
I mean, that's like
you order full. You go home now. You'll be here for an hour.
It's a different bit. I didn't say Chinese food. Like at Brother Jimmy's, they have the all-you-can-eat wings and ribs. Well, you know, some fat guy went in there and, like, ate them out, so they're like,
a city law?
Sorry, guy. No, it's not a law. I'm just saying any all-you-can-eat place I've seen in New York City, you only get 2 hours.
Yeah. There, too.
I never heard that. But of course, that's the fat guy law.
Yeah, because some fat guy.
Bob got off the bus at the point.
It's not me.
The fat guy bylaws.
Oh, when I got here last June, I almost turned around. First time I saw that, I was like, "Come on,
2 hours."
Yeah, well, there's also
Yeah, because fat guys will sit there forever.
We get it. We know why. Yeah, we know why.
At a comedy club, and they're like, "Hey, you get if you're working the show, you get two drinks." Why? Because some fucking asshole comic drank like a whole bottle of Jack every night, so they fuck it up for every other comic.
Lee Pratt Trackman out of this.
Like Kevin, he's like, there's no more orange Gatorade. I'm walking.
Huh?
I think is that there's a great video of like these places that were doing like a boozy brunch. It was like from noon to four. You could just go and like they'd make like unlimited screwdrivers and shit. And there was this guy that put a camera outside of his apartment, trained it on like the people coming out of this place, and they're like vomiting.
I remember seeing that
between cars, and they're falling down because they're all fucked up. They've been drinking like
Got it shut down.
Oh, I thought he poisoned them.
Yeah, for 4 hours they. Hey, Garrett, will you find it for Kevin, please? Just something to do. It's like
no, they ended up either.
Something to do.
Boozy brunch, webcam or camera. Like,
hey, give it
to Manhattan.
Keep please. The booth. Keep the booth busy.
Right. Not for
you guys. Something to do.
They're in there sucking their fingers, eating fucking ribs.
We were actually just leaving, so
they were gonna quit. They were gonna
even
go
to get
break.
More ribs out in the lobby.
We cut to the booth. They're doing the hula hoop and everything, and fucking.
It's like
these guys busy.
Right. Well, but yeah. I mean, people do take advantage of I worked in a restaurant in Miami, and I was a waiter, and we had like a brunch, and I had to go, and these old ladies would bring Ziploc bags, and they just dump peel and eat shrimp like in the bag. They would like steal peel and eat shrimp. My manager was like, "You got it." I'm like, "Well, I'm not patting these old ladies down. They're all Jewish."
I had a bus, but I used to work at this place. It was like a prime rib place, and the food was
gone.
So we would get people wouldn't eat their steak or the prime rib. We would just keep it in the fucking in the bread warmer,
right?
And then eat it at the end of the shift, because they wouldn't eat it. It wasn't like it was chewed up.
I know, and it was still.
But somehow my mom got wind of it. She goes, "That's disgusting! Don't eat people's uneaten food." I go, "What's the difference, you cunt?"
When I got into comedy, I was a doorman at the Laugh Stop in Houston, and they had a port wine cheese ball. It was like a prepackaged, you know, giant cheese ball with nuts on the outside of it.
Yum, yum.
People would order it.
Delicious.
It was really.
It was a bigger draw than the comic.
It was
so fucking redneck.
Well, it was real rich.
Are cheese balls here?
It was a prime item, but it was real rich, so nobody would ever or hardly eat any. They'd get it and.
Tell me you would eat a leftover cheese ball.
We would do what is called skinning the ball. We would cut off. It's not like you pick it up and eat it like a fucking apple. You use a knife and you put it on crackers. So people, we would take the part where you could tell where somebody had put their knife in it, and we would cut that part off. And then we'd be like, "Hey, we got cheese bowl."
And then what?
You're eating steak that you don't know if somebody breathed on, if they touched.
No. I saw who was eating it. I saw who.
Oh yeah, you saw.
Table.
I saw.
We used to steal tips. Well, I didn't steal tips. My brother used to. My brother and the older.
Fucking it up for all the white guys that want to steal tips.
My brother and the older busboys used to steal, you know? So I'm like, I might as well steal because we're supposed to pool the tips, you know? So I'm like, if I don't steal, I'm kind of losing out because everybody else is stealing a little bit.
Kevin's like, I'm putting them in my above ground pool.
One time I was like, I was clearing a table and I was like, I wasn't even very good at it, but I was cleaning the table and I had like, I put like a $5 in like a napkin. You know, and that's how I was stealing. I just put it in a napkin. I was going to like, and then go back to the bus station, put it in my pocket.
A sleight of hand.
Clean it up. And the waiter goes, "Where's the tip? I just saw a tip." And I'm like, "Oh, there it is." Whoa, what do you know?
It was all wrapped up in this napkin.
That's how it starts.
But I didn't. But they didn't fire me. I'm sure I'm going to get fired. But they didn't. I guess everybody was stealing. The manager's like, well, I'm stealing too. So
it's fucking horrible.
Oh, at bars, of course. You know, a lot of the bars in I've seen in New York, they let, because I know guys that are bartenders, and they let them give away a certain amount of drinks because
it's called buybacks.
Yeah, because they know people are gonna do it anyway, so they're just like, as long as you mark down that you give away like 10% of your sales.
Did you go to FBI school? This is really incredible stuff. Inside information.
I got a friend that works at a bar.
I worked at a bar in New York in Rockefeller Center, and everybody, all the bartenders, they're all like regulars, and they're regular customers. They're all fucking stealing. I knew they would tell me, like, this guy, I would not charge this guy, and then he would just give me a big tip. So anyway, they had like the tip jar was like right in the middle of the thing, and you'd put the tips in there. And then, but then sometimes you would change it to get like singles out of the tip jar if you ran out of singles. So I did that, and the fucking owner saw me do it, and she said, "The manager, is he stealing?" I'm like, "I'm the only one who's not stealing, right. You dumb fucking cunts!"
Right?
No, I literally was the only, because why would I steal? How much am I going to steal to make it worth? I steal $10 and I fucking get fired for $10.
Another job?
No, then I said, a new job. Oh yeah, I stole my other job.
Get fired for calling her a cunt.
No, I'm kidding, but I mean, I was surprised I didn't get fired. But the point is, like, if you get caught stealing, then you got to get another job. And what do you say? What happened to your old job? Unless you're a kid and fucking in high school, or you can say, like, I didn't have a job. This is my first job ever.
Well, it's easier for the guys to, like Brian was saying, like you were saying, give people free drinks and then they give you a big tip.
No, I know. That's what they were doing.
That's the more of the
stealing. Usually you buy three drinks
and
get one free.
Yeah.
Usually that's what you buy three.
If it's like draft beer, you know, you can't keep track of, I mean, bottles of stuff you can, more accurately.
Bottom line, I wasn't stealing and I got accused of stealing. Because I was a new kid. Plus, I was like always looking over my shoulder when
I'm sure you were a piece of shit in many other ways, Kevin.
Was I, Bob?
I'm sure.
Wow, this is really good.
Good Monday show. A lot of energy in the room. It's great.
So
Bob, what'd you do this past weekend? What'd you do?
What did I do? I had a couple sets at some places and did some comedy, ate some food, watched the Rockets on. Saturday night.
Sounds compelling.
Houston Rockets.
You go to my Facebook.
Golden State.
You know that? Okay. Are you guys still there? Wish I was blind.
Yeah.
I have to see that fucking bad haircut you're sporting.
Something here? Chubby Nazi.
Yeah, can you go to my Facebook where the gig me and Aaron did for Brian?
Oh, come on.
What did you do?
I want to show this gig that we did. Speaking of gigs.
I had a private.
With Aaron Berg?
Yeah, Brian. It was Brian's hookup.
I did a frantic show last week.
It was Aaron Berg and Bonnie.
Aaron wasn't on there. Sorry,
it's quite all right. Aaron Berg, Bonnie McFarlane, Kevin Brennan, and close it up Mateo Lane. That was the show.
What did people say after the show?
They loved it. They had a great time. As a matter of fact, the guy had
was
lunch.
That last guy by.
Can you imagine Mateo's like, I'm bisexual.
Yeah, right.
I'll fuck everybody.
I think most people would be like, yes, sir.
I like cock and dick.
Fuck everybody at this table.
Mateo
was on stage one time at the Cellar, and Kevin was up next, and he's like, what? And Kevin's like, what the fuck? I got to go after this? Yeah, are you kidding me? This guy's fucking killing.
Plus, he's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
It was so funny. Just you were smiling just like, what the fuck, man?
No, it's comical how fucking good he
is. Oh, yeah, he was great.
And Esty loves him.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He was killing.
This is the gig.
Oh, I saw. Yeah, what the fuck? Where was that?
Berg auditioning his daughter for Trevor Day School.
That's the whole room. That's the room.
Yeah, is that like somebody's house?
What's your kid do?
Two tables.
Two.
The women on one side, the guys on the other side. That's it. That's the whole fucking gig.
I'd be getting paid pretty
good. That's a gig. That's a gig.
It was.
I've done shit like that.
I paid Kevin.
Where?
Okay, hold on.
All over in Houston. I used
rodeo?
To do shit like that and stuff. No.
I paid Kevin $1,000 for 15 minutes. So I'm sorry it was so miserable.
That's my new rate, by the way.
Really? For that? You hooked that show up?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, hook a brother up sometime.
I
do all that stuff.
Okay, well.
What did they say?
They said they had a good time. You know, they said it was great. I mean,
what was it? It was for what?
It was for my daughter's school for the scholarship fund. So we want to get like.
How are they raising money for with two tables of people?
People paid $1,000 each.
Wow.
To come to the show.
So you didn't even make any money.
Aaron Berg's pretty dirty. They didn't care.
They wanted
just
him to be
does crowd work.
They wanted him to be dirtier.
Yeah,
they
really
were
dirty.
They were nervous that Aaron kind of, they thought he kind of cucked out a little bit because he kept saying like he wanted his daughter to go to school there, and they kind of like, they're like, just because we're rich doesn't mean we want, they want him to really roast him.
Yeah,
but it's just going to be ethnic jokes, and then they didn't like those kind of things.
No, yeah, I like when he kept saying, nice to see these Asians married to other Asians.
Were there some Asian people there?
Yeah, the woman who, the very attractive woman who, Linda, it was her party. So her apartment's on 3rd Avenue and 90th Street. Nice apartment. Nothing like insane, but a nice apartment. And so they had 10 couples. They each paid, I think, $1,000 a couple. So that's 20 grand. The talent budget
was. It's not 20 grand.
Okay. Well,
people who lived there didn't pay.
Sure they did.
There was like eight couples.
No, there were more than that.
They paid.
But I don't know the
numbers. They didn't make any money.
Well, they didn't. They fucked it up because they didn't do this correctly. And they came to me like in the eighth inning of this whole like night. And they were like, hey, can you help us? Because remember, Gilbert Gottfried wanted 25 grand.
Yeah.
And it was it was like, no. And then they came to me.
And he wanted Norton to do it. Imagine Norton standing between two tables.
70 blocks away from there. I would have put him on at 8 o'clock. He would have done 15 minutes. $1,000 cash. See you later. Like, fine. Yeah,
it don't work like that.
I did a fundraiser.
You
doesn't
need $1,000 to be humiliated.
Nobody's humiliated.
I was humiliated.
Yeah, well, you were the worst.
I did a school fundraiser at Roger Clemens' house one time.
Wow.
Do tell.
And he was there.
We've got 52 minutes. So.
Yeah, talk slowly.
When he played for the Astros, it was for his son's baseball team, like raising money. So all these people paid money to.
And they all have K's in their name, right?
All his kids do, yeah.
Yeah.
His sons. And
no, I didn't mean the whole world. I meant his house. Kids did.
Yeah, he had a very nice house.
I'm sure he did. Where does Roger Clemens live?
It was in Houston.
Okay.
That's where
if you have any money and you don't live in New York or L.A. or Chicago, you can have a gigantic house.
I mean, he's Roger Clemens. Of course, he had a
gigantic. I pay for my apartment in Jersey City. I could probably have an 8-bedroom in Houston.
Would I pay for my freshly built walled bedroom? I could have my own nice 1-bedroom apartment in Houston.
But then you're in Houston.
Yeah.
Hot.
Hot. Good food, though.
I always call it Houston when I'm there.
You just don't fuck with them?
No, just because the Houston Street.
Houston Street, right.
They always fuck it up. They're like Houston. I go, Houston.
But you know what? Do you know why Houston, Texas, named after Sam Houston?
Sure.
The Houston, that's how some guy here in New York, that's how you pronounced his name. Like but it's not even spelled that way. They changed it later.
Oh.
So a way to make this story more boring?
I looked it up. That's why they say it, because people are like, you shut the fuck up in the booth. I see you guys laughing. Eat your fucking ribs and shut up. How about that?
I tried Googling it, but I fell asleep before I could hit enter.
God damn it.
Can we have nap time?
You must be exhausted. You've been drinking since what, 10 o'clock?
Yeah, I'm all right. I've had 3 glasses.
You yawned like 7 times already.
What's that?
You've yawned 7 times already.
All right, I'm okay. I should have used a little. I was going to get a little sugar at the fucking barbecue place. I was going to get perhaps a brownie sundae, but I didn't have time.
I had a French cruller on the way over here.
Why don't you do some booger sugar?
I wouldn't. By the way, I'm in the bathroom over here. I swear to God, there's some guy doing coke in the other stall. He's like. And you're like, and I'm pissing. I'm like, what is it going on over there?
You didn't ask him?
And then a knock on the wall. Hey, got a little of that marching powder for daddy?
A little help over here?
No. But then I opened the door.
Got an hour and a half show with Bob Biggerstaff.
No help now.
I need a little cocaine.
An 8-ball? It was a little Chinese guy. He was doing coke. He was
disgusting. They always have like, they get on the train. They always got
Chinese guy? He's probably doing diet coke.
Yeah, oh.
He was coughing up shit.
He was. I immediately
disgusting on a train, aren't they? They're
yeah, it's I can't. My wife with her new job might have to go to China for a week, and so
oh my god.
And she's like, my kids were really
do what?
What's my wife works for the NBA now.
Oh really?
National Basketball Association.
Yeah, thank you.
In Secaucus, New Jersey. So she starts.
And that's where their home offices are.
Yeah, home O offices, right?
That's where they go. That's where they go for the replay reviews.
Oh really?
Caucus,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she's
Houston sucks, by the way.
What do you mean? The Rockets?
Sucks. James Harden sucks.
Does he?
Yeah, he sucks.
He's better than you.
Okay, but he can't score under pressure because the 3-point shot is not.
Of course he can. Huh? Of course he can.
We can.
He's the MVP. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's good against bad teams. Against good teams, he's not good.
The Rockets beat the, they were 3-1 in the regular season against Golden State.
Right, I'm talking about the playoffs.
Okay, well, it'll be tied 2-2 after tonight.
You want to bet?
Yeah.
How much you want to bet?
$1.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'll bet one of these hoopsters is better than the other hoopster. When they throw the ball down through the hoop.
Oh, are you teaching your wife all this vernacular?
Yeah, this is like doing a show at the Special Olympics.
She's going to China. What is she going to interview Yao Ming or something?
Yeah, he's going to China. Half an hour later, you want to play basketball again.
What does she do for the NBA?
She's going to do meetings for like the corporate and NBA people. So basically, like, you know, it's a 6-week kind of gig, and then they'll bring her for something else. I don't know. It's a weird, because my wife used to work for the Ritz-Carlton in the Four Seasons, so they only hire out of the Ritz in the Four Seasons. And so, like, basically, like, for the Final Four, she'll get all the hotel rooms for, like, executives or whatever.
The Final Four. Is that no Final Four in basketball?
Oh.
And I mean the pros?
What am I thinking of?
You're thinking of college.
Yeah. With the World Series of
Did you
hoops?
Work for the NCAA yeah. or NBA?
Super Bowl.
No, NBA.
She was there for the Super Bowl yeah. of the NBA.
Yeah, they get from the point guard. I remember
you have to call it the big game.
I was flying down to Grand Cayman a couple years ago, and this giant, you know what?
Just say it. I want to get fired. Is Keith here? Say it.
Very nice guy. We ended up chatting.
Was he from Nigeria?
The whole flight. No, he was like...
he was flying down to Grand Cayman. Not Nigeria.
I met his wife, his mother, actually. She was white. And he was this big, and we started chatting. We were in, you know, a business class, of course.
You were talking to his dick the most of the time because he's so tall.
Right on the head.
You loved it?
He didn't even notice.
Business class, of course.
Right. And so we're on our way to Grand Cayman. And
he's a big talker.
We're chatting. And he goes, yeah,
he has millions of dollars of cash in his. First of all, anybody who has $1 million of cash in their bank account doesn't tell anybody because they don't want to get murdered.
Or accounts.
Yeah, whatever. You said cash.
My password is password. So anyway, so the guys were
flying. No one will guess that.
We're going down to Grand Cayman.
1, 2, 3.
And I'm chatting with this gentleman, and he goes, yeah, he goes, I play ball in D.C. And I was like, what do you mean you play ball? He's like, I play basketball. And I said, what do you mean, like professionally?
Gilbert Arenas?
And he goes, no, Uranus is fine with me.
Bullets? How many years
ago?
It was a joke.
I made a joke. I didn't even realize.
Wizards.
He was a young guy.
Oh, they used to be the Bullets.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He used to play for the
Christ
Bullets.
Why do I even fucking come here? What the guy said to me was, I said, you play professional basketball in D.C.? He goes, yeah. And I said, what, for the Bullets? And he goes, they've been the Bullets for 20 years. He goes, it's the Wizards now. And I said, well, gan me off. Where's your fucking stick?
That's such a gay. They go from the Bullets to the Wizards.
You know why they changed the name?
Yeah, because Bullets doesn't sound good.
Because the guy that owned the Bullets, he was friends with, like, some foreign leader in, like, some Middle Eastern country had gotten killed.
Boy, that's a great story.
Changed the name from the Bullets to the... Hey.
Well, plus, it was like there's a lot of you know...
Plus, hey, it wasn't plus. It was because his friend got killed by a bullet.
You know what? They're getting murdered by bullets. So it's not kosher.
It would be a selling point.
And then it was so funny that then they changed it to the Wizards, and then Gilbert Arenas had a bunch of guns in the fucking locker room.
But no bullets.
I know. So it should have been the Bullets. It would have been funny if it was the Bullets.
The original name of the team was going to be
Duck. He's a piece of shit, too.
Who's Gilbert a piece Arenas. Of shit now?
Gilbert Arenas.
What does he own?
Don't worry about him. I can never explain to him who he was.
Might be the worst.
Tell him about it when they get in the Final Four.
Are they in the Final Four? I just hope that I hope these hoops.
Wizards? No, not since like 1968.
It's like when you have a Super Bowl party and all these women are like, wait, what is that? Why is that guy throwing the ball like
He's
that?
Touching his butt.
What's going on? They don't know anything.
They do a receiver. Did the receiver get the ball?
Yeah, the wide receiver.
Well,
tight end.
I wouldn't mind. Breathe out. You can fit more in.
You had to have made some football porn back in your day, right?
No, never made any football porn. We did the quest for the golden dildo, where the girls had to.
Wasn't that an Indiana Jones movie?
No, you're thinking of Quest for Fire.
Those guys are stretching in the booth. They're doing stretching.
Everyone's leaving.
Yeah, they're stretching their stomachs because they're eating ribs.
Oh, because it's so boring. They're trying to stay alert. In another 15 minutes, they'll be doing fucking lines of cocaine.
It ain't my fault.
No, it's my fault. I told you before the show started. It's all my fault.
Yeah, but no, the show that I did, we took a big dildo and we spray painted it gold. And this girl goes, we're going to put that in her ass? And I said, well, maybe. But then one of the guys...
Illegal?
He goes, you know, it's covered in like spray paint. You probably don't have her put it up her ass. You know,
this toxic, right?
Probably. I mean,
unlike these guys' dicks.
I'll suck that dick, but there better not be any paint on it.
You know, I like. Yeah, right. Exactly.
I'm no animal.
I don't mind getting AIDS, but I don't want to get toxic shock syndrome.
Anyway, so I was watching some Alicia Klass earlier today. You know who she is?
Top of the class.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Porn star, I'm assuming.
Remember Seymour Butts?
Oh, do I ever?
Yeah.
Didn't he get HIV?
No, you're thinking of John Stagliano.
I think a Buttman. Is he? Well, he was Buttman, right?
Yeah, John Stagliano was Buttman.
Is that what you were thinking of? You were thinking of John Stagliano?
Yeah, Buttman.
You were?
Yeah, he's I was Buttman. Thinking of Buttman, yeah.
Oh, Buttman got AIDS?
Yeah, cause, well, it was years ago because he was doing...
Does he like to get fucked in the butt?
No, he was fucking chicks in the ass like in Brazil and stuff.
He got AIDS from that?
He's transgendered women in Brazil.
What's the over on our Ian Fidan's getting AIDS?
Over 150%? No, but Ian,
I'm bisexual.
Crazy. I'm not buying that at all.
I was like, oh my God.
I think Ian, though, I don't think he catches.
Huh?
I think he tops out.
It doesn't matter, but to try to like to do a bit about being bisexual, it doesn't even work because the crowd's like uncomfortable with it. And you know, again, they're supposedly so progressive until it fucking lands in their lap. Like everyone's progressive until a black guy moves in next door. Then you're like, oh Jesus Christ. I just lost $100,000. So everyone's progressive until it's in their neighborhood, right, Bob?
NIMBY.
Huh?
Not in my backyard.
Is that one of the neighborhoods NIMBY. In Brooklyn? NIMBY? Yeah,
NIMBY, right.
It's right near Dumbo.
You gotta put a feather in your fucking snout.
Why?
Remember Dumbo had to have a feather?
I wish somebody we had said, commercials did you today.
Did you tell your kids, let's do a live read of anything?
Yeah, read your lawyer website again. Yeah.
Levi's Jeans.
Esquire. Boy,
they're the bee's knees. They're denim and they're...
Are you Kevin Brennan Esquire on that website?
It's not a bad idea. We should get a bar. Why don't we get a bar going?
A bar?
A bar.
Like to work in or own?
Yeah, Mario Bosco would be one of the fucking, he'd bring
door guy?
Popcorn.
The door guy would be so great. You're not 21. Get the fuck out of here.
I fucking got you.
You use.
As long as we have a golden tea machine, that'd be great.
Yeah, he stands and he works the rope.
Yeah, like he has to like reach up to like undo it.
Yeah.
And then you Dante, on the guest list tonight.
Dante will be the real security.
Yeah, Dante. And he can also give out ribs.
Barry Ribs will be hitting all these black girls.
You'll be the bathroom attendant.
What can I do? What can I do?
You'll be eating all the ribs.
All right, yeah. Let's do it.
As they call eating the profits.
Hey.
He's afraid. Brian's afraid to invest. He's afraid to invest in his future.
I was approached a couple times over the past couple years to invest in bars, and I just... Especially now that I lost my vision, I'd be like, are we making money? Like, yeah, the place is crowded.
You're the perfect investor.
Yeah, cool. Great.
Place is packed. Turn up the volume.
Yeah. Rob them blind.
Yeah. They just play like sounds like a Foley machine, you know, like it's like rah, rah, rah.
Kevin's behind the bar. Man, I'm the only one not stealing, you dumb cunt.
Right. Everybody's stealing but me.
Exactly. Another Harvey Wallman.
Bigger staff's over here eat all the fucking profits.
Trust us, me and Adam. You can trust it. You can trust us with your life.
I actually do trust you implicitly.
Yeah, so what's the I don't understand the problem. You trust Adam too.
I trust Adam too. You wouldn't bartend though. You're terrible.
I'm not bartending, you turn it to like a comedy place but It's more like all the people from the show are there. So Mario works there and fucking Barry Ribs and Bob when he's not on tour.
Kevin shows up. He's like, where do I put my bike?
It's a no-brainer. People would show up anyway just because you're one of those guys that people like to talk to at a bar.
I'm like, toot sure.
Yeah, you're always there.
Always there.
And you always got a bunch of stories, and you'd always you like to tickle
like
people.
Like Rocky in that last Rocky movie, just like walking around.
You
know,
you enjoying your manicotti?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, let me tell you about the time I fought that big Russian. Hey.
Yeah, you have like Rocky Fridays.
You could be showing your porns in the like on the TVs.
Yeah, on the big screen. When the Final Four's not showing, you show your porn.
Oh, you should try the Club of Lion Club sandwich. It's fried chicken.
Every Friday, you stay in character the whole day.
The whole day.
It's Rocky.
You walk in, you put the blazer on.
For nothing. Hey, we have a special... For everyone to enjoy?
Yeah, on Friday you're Jackie Mason out of respect for the
Sundown.
For the Passover. What is it? Shabbat?
Shabbos?
Shimbush?
Have a good Shabbos. Have a drink. Enjoy. I won't be here. I'll be home. relaxing, not reading.
So you never have to be home. You could be there the whole time.
It would be nice, actually.
Jackie Mason came to the Laugh Stop one time. He did two weeks straight, 13 straight days. He did one show.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he did. It was when he had some one man. This was like
the 80s,
like 20 years ago. And he did.
He's 85.
And he was getting ready to do some one man show, and he could have played like some, you know, like a theater downtown, but they got him to play the Comedy Club, and he did 13 straight nights. He did like an 8 o'clock show every night, and it was like you should have seen like every Jewish person. It was the only week we actually had to get kosher hot dogs. Right. Like it said on the menu, kosher hot dogs.
Really?
He was
beef, not pork.
He smelled bad too. Hey.
Jackie?
Yeah.
What did he smell like?
He just smelled like B.O.
After, a glandular problem.
After the shows.
What do you want?
But it was the best part was he let these two guys open for him. One did one week, one did the other. And he was and these guys were horrible. Melrose Larry Green, you know, he used to be on Howard Stern's show, wear the 8-ball jacket.
Yeah, he's awful.
He's from Houston.
Oh.
So he'd wear this 8-ball jacket on stage. He was horrible. And
eight
Jackie
ball.
Made one of those, yeah, like Public Enemy.
Oh.
And Jackie Mason was in the back of the room, and he's like, and I was standing next to him. And he goes, and the guy's on stage. He's like, "You believe this? The guy's been doing comedy for 30 years, and he still sucks."
Yeah. I'll have one of those hot dogs. You don't mind? Who's the other guy opening for him?
I don't remember him, but he was some old Jewish guy that was just equally as bad. But Jackie Mason was still doing his Ed Sullivan impression. It was hilarious.
For the people, and they liked it. The Ed Sullivan.
Oh, there was nobody. Those 13 shows, there might have been five people that were under 50.
Well, you know, Kevin Meaney dropped dead doing his "We Are the World."
No, he didn't.
Well, more or less. I'm saying he was doing up until like the end of
his classic bit.
He would drop dead while he was doing it.
Put the sunglasses on.
Yeah.
Oh, he was at home. He had a heart attack or something.
Yeah, exactly. He had a jizz blockage in his artery because he sucked so many dicks.
That was actually in his autopsy.
Right, exactly.
His blockage.
No,
I'm trying to get her, Henrietta Mantel, and she's a big friend of his, get to the bottom of the Kevin Meaney stuff.
What do you mean? He's like the.
Is there some Uncle Buck stuff we don't know about?
I don't even know. I don't know, but I don't think he died. I think he just died in his house, like an old fag.
Remember, like, he went vegetarian. He lost all his weight. He
did?
Like, oh, yeah, he went vegan, like dropped like 40 pounds. Like,
problem with that guy is like, you know, he was in that Uncle Buck show, and then that didn't work. And then he was so locked into his act that he couldn't do anything else. He couldn't all of a sudden start doing other things.
He could have written some new jokes.
Not really, because he was like of that time or whatever. What's he gonna do?
Put your pants on,
big pants people. Yeah.
What's he gonna transition to? Like,
We Are the World
stuff?
Bit is a classic.
That's what I'm saying. So
hey guys, bring that up. Could you bring
your
that up?
If your act is so good that you can't. No, you know what? Go.
Wasn't he like Hairspray and stuff? Didn't he do something on Broadway?
He was on Broadway.
Garrett, see if you can find when he's on the Tonight Show.
It was funny,
first
man.
Time on the Tonight Show, he fucking it was an incredible set. He fucking killed.
And he does the We Are the World thing.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, you know what?
No, he didn't do the We Are the World. That was the second time.
You couldn't
he did
do
it,
that now.
Huh?
You couldn't do something like that now
because you wouldn't be able to get clearance from the fucking.
Exactly. It's amazing how he would. What would he have been if? He couldn't do that bit now.
Just a regular fag.
Yep.
All right. Who cares? He was funny.
All right. But I'm saying his act was so good that you can't.
How many blackouts did that go through?
You're telling me he was gay?
She's still driving, too, which frightens all the kids in the neighborhood, you know? She pulls into that cul-de-sac at about 75 miles an hour. Kids scatter from one side of the street to the other. All you see is this big 76 Buick Electra barreling down the street.
Knuckles on the steering wheel.
The window, knocking kids over with her beehive. Tricycles and big wheels smashed to the grill. That's it, Mary! 1 year she stayed over. She stayed over for Christmas, so my brother and I had a bunk in the same room, you know? It was awful. As soon as the lights went off, my brother goes, "I'm not really who you think I am. I'm a lot bigger and scarier than I appear in light." Okay.
How soon till Kevin's like, "Well, I mean, that's not a good clip, but, I mean, seriously."
It's not a good clip.
I tell you,
find the We Are the World thing. That's a classic bit.
Thanks, Garrett.
No, wow, that was possibly the worst clip you could have pulled up.
I don't know what clip it is, but it's on my Facebook thing. It's just when he died, I put it up. When did he die? I don't even know. A couple years ago. Anyway, I found this clip, and it has like a lot of views, Garrett. That's how you know. It probably has like 10 million views on it or something.
Views.
Like that. Oh. But it really, he fucking kills. And then, like, then you can't, he couldn't even follow himself. Look at what he's doing. He's doing shit that's not working because they kept probably bringing it back. And he's like, I'm out of my good stuff. Now he's talking about his brother.
Can I do We Are the World again?
Huh?
Can I?
I don't think he did We Are the World on that first one. I don't think he did. Yeah.
He did it at Caroline's like 12 years ago. I saw him do it.
Did you?
Oh, he would do it at every stand-up show.
He almost had to. But I'm saying, once you have a bit like that, you're almost stuck with it.
Gaffigan does Hot Pockets.
Huh?
Gaffigan does his
encore of Hot Pockets. Gaffigan's not high energy like this guy. This guy was like a clown. He was like a high energy clown.
While I'm thinking of it, any Gary Goldman fallout or anything new or just no?
I mean, Ian Finance actually said I was a bitch for putting the picture up.
Oh.
When a bisexual calls you a bitch.
What bathroom did you guys have at the underground?
Now there's a little pushback that I shouldn't have put it up. But I'm like, well, what am I supposed to say? Chad was there, was tweeting it out.
Right.
What happened? So I'm like, all right, I'll just put the picture and then what happened? Instead of going like, I was attacked.
Right.
So if I have the picture, there's like evidence. So am I right?
No, you look like a bitch putting up the picture.
What was I supposed to do? Not put the picture up?
I don't know. I mean, you got to expect something to happen sometime with all the shit that you talk, to be honest
Bobby
with
Kelly,
you.
I saw Bobby Kelly, and he goes, I said, you see the picture? He goes, everybody saw the picture.
Right.
He goes, like a hush came over the city.
Oh, my God.
He finally got
it. Everyone's telling me a Gary Goldberg story. Like, he did something.
Who's Gary Goldberg?
Gary Goldman, I mean.
No.
Everybody's, yeah. Gary Goldberg actually worked on Family Ties. Oh, this is it. But people are like, oh, I shouldn't put up. Like, well, what am I supposed to say?
Carposi sarcoma.
What am I supposed to say? Like, the guy just came.
AIDS.
What am I supposed to say? The guy. What's that thing on the left? That doesn't look good.
That's your third nipple. Your fucking regular Mark Wahlberg.
What is that on the left? Looks like I have a tumor.
Did you have a tracheotomy?
Huh? I should get that checked.
Looks like you got a hole in your throat.
What is that? You see it on the left?
That black. I think that's got to be a shadow.
Oh.
Are you all healed up?
Yeah, I'm all healed up.
That's good.
No, but the point is that, you know, if I didn't put the picture, I can't really say anything.
Right.
I can't be like, oh, Gary Goldman attacked me.
Of course you can.
And say what? He attacked me?
Yeah, you could say whatever you want. Yeah, of course you could.
But people are like, so? So where's the proof? I've evidence. What do you call it? Photographic proof that I was attacked.
Did you say something? But you posted about it before you posted that picture too, right?
No.
Nobody. Well, somebody posted about it.
Chad did.
The first thing about it was. Oh, okay.
Chad did. Chad said I was attacked by Gary Goldman.
Nobody would have said you're lying just because.
Why would I put it unless I have some proof?
I don't think you need proof when you know that it happened.
Okay, what am I going to say? Some man was mean to me? A big Jewish man.
You look like a bitch either way.
Huh?
You look like a bitch either way.
So yeah, so I'm like, I had to pick. I wouldn't.
You're bigger than me. Well, you don't pick somebody bigger. You're a fucking tall guy. Yeah, so you found the one comic that's taller than you.
Listen, I there's no way I would have put it up unless I had the picture. Because if I don't have the picture, then I'm just going like, then why would I even tweet about it? It makes no sense.
If Chad had never said anything, would you have said anything about it?
I don't know. I don't know. Chad's a real troublemaker.
He's a real shit stirrer.
I didn't know he posted about it first.
Yeah, he tweeted that I was attacked by Gary Goldman at the Comedy Cellar. So then I'm like,
you told him that?
Chad's
like one of those guys that's drowning and you go to save him and he just pulls you down with him. You know what I mean? Like, he tries to drown you.
He's in quicksand, you go to hell. Yeah, now you're in quicksand.
Look at them both in here. Pat Oswalt killed his wife.
It's pretty cool.
Were you scared?
No.
Was it? It was in the bathroom?
Yeah, the bathroom.
I may have already talked about this, but I haven't talked to you personally.
Bathroom
about it.
Attendant was right there.
VU?
Yeah, he just grabbed me, and then I grabbed him back or something. Then he looked at me. Then he was like, then he threatened me. Then he gave me this big smile, like this big sadistic
threatened
smile.
You like what?
He said, like, you know, I'm gonna fucking, I don't know.
Like, I'm gonna kill you or something.
Then I try to get Sherrod's.
Bathroom attendant's like, look, guys, I don't care if you fight, but how about a dollar or two in the basket?
I tipped the guy extra. I gave him $2 the next time I saw him.
That's nice.
I gave him $5. I go, sorry about last night. He goes, yeah, well, you know.
What are you gonna do about Sherrod? What are you gonna say about Sherrod?
Trying to get Sherrod on the show today, but
hey,
Bob was already booked. No,
yeah,
I would have bounced
yeah,
Bob for anybody.
On, of course, yeah. Hey, I can do it. See you, Bob, motherfucker.
Oh, then because Sherrod has issues, so everybody has like a Gary Goldman story. So I basically was like, listen, this guy's a he's fraudulent. So here you go. If you guys got a, if you
it
guys
does sound like he has. I mean, he's always he's been nice. He's been really nice to me since I met him when I moved here. But, yeah, I have heard some stories from some people about
yeah, there's all kinds of stories. Him. Everybody has, like, a story, like, this happened or that happened. So I'm like, I was basically like, listen, the guy's a fucking, the guy's got
I don't
problems.
Understand why I got so mad just because you're, you know, I mean, I realize you're posting this shit, but, you know, you're a comic and it's also,
no,
like,
it's not from that.
Why does he give a shit?
I posted it, I tweeted it, then he blocked me, but then I think he got mad because I was talking about it on this show
yeah, yeah.
Or on Jim and Sam or whatever. So it's like, listen, man, don't be – what I say is if you're going to fucking give comedy tips every day for a year, maybe don't have so much fucking – maybe don't be such a dick. You know what I mean?
Full of anger.
Huh? Like, I maybe you're not the best guy to give comedy tips if you have all these stories about like – because I can't even say the guy's name. He actually asked this other comic to give a comedy tip because he, I guess he's running out of ideas. So the guy was going to do a tip about, like, don't run the light. Like, it's a – you know, and then he's like, I can't because – this Gary runs the light. So there's all kinds of things like, hey, but don't do this. I'm like, oh, Gary,
yeah, yeah.
Don't
no, flip, I get it. And as
don't flip out on the crowd. Oh shit, Gary flips out on the crowd. I mean, that's what he's known for, flipping
yeah,
out
yeah,
on the crowd. But then he had a problem with Sherrod, so it's like, whatever. It's
what,
like,
what happened with him and Sherrod?
I'll let Sherrod tell. I'm not gonna fucking tell because I don't know exactly what happened.
Okay.
But the point is that don't be if you're gonna be a fucking asshole. Don't you know?
There was a guy in the corner.
I basically did it so like people are like, listen, this guy got issues. He's already threatened me.
Yeah, yeah.
He's fucking touching me, and he's not what he seems to be. And people are like, well, you know, so the comedy community knows.
And it's not gonna hurt him at all.
No, but the comedy community knows that what the guy fucking that he's you know he is what he is. Everybody knew
anything.
Everybody knew anyway. So I'm just basically like, this is what the guy does.
Did anything happen at the cellar because he assaulted you?
What do you mean?
Are you calling him a
know.
Nut?
Well, you know, if something like that happens, did anybody at the cellar say, like, hey, I mean, you got banned for tweeting stuff?
Well, as Kevin had said,
should have got banned.
Has anything happened like that?
As Kevin had said, the Jews stick together, right?
Yeah.
That's what you said. So.
Did I?
Yeah.
Under oath?
Under oath.
You're going to have to break that down into what context. He said that a lot.
Right. I'm just saying, like, the Irish don't stick together. But the Jews stick together. The Italians stick together. Some people stick together. I don't know if black people stick together. They like to shoot each other. But I think when they're not shooting each other, they're pretty tight. Am I right?
In prison.
And yeah. So I'm just saying, like, I don't think Noam's going to... Plus, Noam was like, well, you know, Kevin had it coming. So it's like, maybe I did have it coming, but it's like... You know, but I'm glad I got a chance to be like, listen, I just like to expose fraudulent fucking people, and he's a fucking fraud.
We're comedians, and you're talking shit, but, you know, it's kind of...
But basically, if the guy's...
being truthful, but it's fun, but, you know, it's funny,
fraud,
you're a comedian,
if the guy's
I get it.
If the guy's a fraud, I'm going to be like, listen, he's a fraud. And then he triggered it by fucking... The last time I followed him, he was a fucking asshole with the crowd. He brought up Neil Brennan's name. I was like, what the fuck is he doing? So I'm like, all right, well, I'll get him.
Do well?
Huh?
When you followed him?
Yeah, I just did my act. I didn't address what he did because he brings up Neil Brennan. The crowd doesn't even know who Neil Brennan is.
How'd he bring him up?
He does some... Liz said now it's like some bit he's working on. Dude, listen, the guy's delusional and he's arrogant. It's really like arrogance. He's arrogant because he's arrogant. He's also arrogant because he's big. So he's like, well, if you don't agree with me, I'll just fucking break you in half. That's why he does bits where, like, even when I... Oh, look, Bob's here. Bob's our guest. He's looking at his phone.
I hear you. I'm listening.
Did Opie one time. I was on Opie's show one time. And me and Judy Gold. It was right after him and Jim split.
Right.
And he's doing the afternoons. And so Judy's looking at her phone while we're doing the show. I go, what are you looking at? She goes, I'm looking to see what the comments are about the show. I go, you're the dumbest cunt. So you're looking at the comments.
You're a fraud.
You're looking at the comments about the show you're doing right now.
Right.
They're probably saying, get off your phone, you dumb fucking gigantic cunt.
That's right. Topical.
Wow. I was like, wow, people really like their phone. So who's on your phone? You got a
nothing. There was a
it you
was
got a 2-for-1 coupon at fucking Outback Steakhouse. You fat fuck.
It was a text from Subway.
What, the Subway shop?
Yeah.
You eat Subway?
No, I got
what
on there.
You eat Subway?
Been on their, No.
You're disgusting. The shit you eat?
I've been on their text list for years. I just haven't opted out.
So what did you get, like a coupon? Like, hey, come in.
They always send you one. Yeah, like you buy a sandwich and you get another one for free. But I
you got to buy like 12.
No. If you're on the text thing, it'll be like if you buy the like a meal, you get another sandwich for free.
No, they do.
Yes.
They buy you. They give you one after.
I'm
you
on
buy
the
one.
Text list, Kevin. You don't fight me on this.
This is the worst show I've ever been in my entire life.
I wish I got a text from Outback Steakhouse. That'd be great.
Yeah,
I wish I got a text from anybody. I wish I got a text from everybody saying there's a fire in my house, yeah, so I could have to go.
The Grim Reaper.
He's right outside. I'll be.
If there
out
was
in
a fire. Would you go home? What do I care? I'm renting. Yeah.
I go home with any excuse. I don't even want to go home. I think I'm gonna get divorced.
Probably not a bad
this
idea.
Week.
You want to get a place?
Huh? Yeah, me and you.
You have a wall.
I just live at the Port Authority.
It's a legitimate. My Paul Otto. He's a carpenter. He knows what he's doing. It's a real wall.
You could put like another wall between.
A third
you.
Wall. Break down that wall, Mr. Gorbachev.
Or you guys can get bunk beds. That'd be fun.
I don't know if you know what the third wall is.
I know the fourth wall. We're doing a radio show.
Can you see me?
All right. Is third wall porno or something? I don't even know what it is.
I meant fourth wall. When he said it, I was like, ah, shit, he's right.
That's what you think the show couldn't get any worse.
I think we broke.
We have no callers today. Is it Monday? Is it Sunday?
I shouldn't have tweeted I was on here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
What the fuck, man?
Ovo Cool Cat, where are you, buddy?
Yeah, I hate fucking.
You don't want to call in and say I'm fat?
7-7-9.
Hey, is Bob farting?
846. Please, I'll give you money. I'll PayPal you money.
Yeah, $20 per.
Whoa, it's 2019. It's Venmo, Kevin. Jesus Christ.
Is it?
Did you see the Nikki Glaser thing over the weekend?
Was yeah.
She called out the Acme Comedy Club?
Yeah.
Because they said she was too offensive, and then the guy just said, no, you're just not my cup of tea. And then
yeah.
She's like, all right.
I took her side, actually.
I would guess it was probably a couple years ago. I wonder if that was recently.
And she tweeted yesterday.
I know she tweeted it, but I'm saying I wonder if that interaction was recent or a couple years ago.
But that guy,
she's playing theaters.
That guy makes up his mind anyway. That guy, what's his name? Lewis Lee, he's one of those guys who'd be like, I don't like that guy from like when he saw you 10 years ago. Whatever you were 10 years ago, that's what he is. Because he's not even around. A lot of these guys are not even around. They don't see the shows.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't like that guy. And even if your act changed, like, I don't like that guy.
I wouldn't mind making Nikki.
But it is funny, yeah, Nikki saying that he said she was too dirty and then booking Louis C.K. But, it's all about, of course, all the shows.
Well, it's his club.
Out.
He can do whatever he wants.
Of course.
And it's
Nikki's
prerogative to fucking give her opinion.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. I mean, why even start a sentence, really? So Saturday, I'm having my birthday at Gallagher's 2000.
Is your wife going and your kids?
Yeah, I'm bringing my 9 and 12-year-old to a strip club in Queens.
Let me put that in my calendar.
Yeah, Bob, come on by. You'll be right by.
You live there?
Where is it?
Queens.
Sunnyside.
You live in Queens?
In Astoria, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can take a fucking Lyft right over there.
Bruce is going to come.
What time?
Yeah, I won't be there.
Like around 9 o'clock. And then I'll be at the Polo bar before that for dinner, but that's not. It's just a little quiet thing.
But with who?
Just family, you know.
And then you're going to leave them to go to Gallagher's?
Yeah.
Where are you saying you're going?
Free cover?
It's $20, but I might be able to get some passes.
Where are you saying you're going?
Go to Gallagher's. Who cares?
You're going to tell your wife I'm going to a strip club?
Yeah, I guess. I didn't really thought about it. It's not a big deal.
Are you going to have lunch? I mean, you're going to have dinner with your wife and your kids.
Well, dinner with my wife and her family, and then...
And you're going to say, adios, I'm going to see naked women.
Well, I can't see anything anyway, so I mean, we could just have it in an Irish bar. I mean, what's the point?
But you're going to say you're going to go hang out with some friends.
Yeah.
Some people you...
See, there you go. It's not bad.
Some people that you like more than her.
I like her very much, but it's my birthday night, and I got a bunch of guys that want to see me, and actually some girls. Flutesy is going to come. Karen Feehan will probably be there. I don't think Karen's going to come, but...
They're not going to go.
Flutesy's going to go.
They're going to go to strip club.
She loves the strip club.
Flutesy.
She's
you
know Flutesy?
No.
Okay. But she's a girl that...
having a big retarded boy in the third chair. Flootsie, Flootsie.
That's a song. That's
his words he likes.
Some song is like Flootsie, Flootsie. I don't know what the song is.
Say that you love me, Flootsie.
Thanks for chiming in. Flootsie, Flootsie.
Yo, yo, yo. Flootsie, Flootsie. Yo, yo, yo.
No, I think that's a bad idea. Go ahead, caller.
Are you going to go, Kevin?
Holy shit.
All right.
Go ahead.
Favorite Mother's Day memory?
He probably hung up just to fucking get even. All the times we were like, we hang up on them.
Anybody cared or no?
Yeah, he should be there.
Oh, okay.
Ben,
the two of us need look no more.
That's a beautiful song. About a rat.
We've been looking for.
The most beautiful song ever about a rat. There's been some other rat songs.
Wait a minute. It's ridiculous.
That guy sounds like a dial tone.
Please kill me.
Hello?
He's not there. He must have another guy.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hey, Bob, you are a fucking mushy pile of comedy aids. You know that?
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Thanks, man. What do you do?
Look, when you're sitting in... I grow weed for a living, you fat fuck. When you're sitting in that one room you call your own tonight, please, the 12-gauge, the barrel goes in the mouth. Toe on the trigger, you fat fuck! Get off this fucking show already!
Oh, my gosh. You make so many valid points. Why don't you go fuck yourself?
Hey, my wife said I should have been freaked out that you had a taser last week. I'd be like, I know the guy. He calls into our show. There's nothing to worry about.
It's illegal to have a taser.
Did you keep the taser, you fucking homo?
No, I gave it to Keith. He knows what to do with tasers.
Oh,
he tased a couple of black dudes for old time's sake at Times Square.
Your wife wouldn't let you have one.
Huh?
It's the same reason you don't have a gun, because your wife wouldn't let you have one. Isn't that it?
Yeah, I'm a real cock.
That's a good point.
I know you are, goddammit! Get a shotgun and defend what's yours, for fuck's sake!
Where am I supposed to put a shotgun? In the freezer?
Your kids have bunk beds.
You keep it in your bedroom. Where I have a kid, and I lived in New York, and I had a shotgun in my bedroom. Like, you tell your kids if they go in your room, you'll fucking chop their hands off. Don't you carry large knives on you all the time?
Yeah, but you put it under your bed, or where you put a shotgun?
Yeah, you can put it under your bed, in the closet, wherever you like.
But what if your kids find it, and they put it in their mouth?
Happy birthday!
Yeah, and then you celebrate, and don't worry, there's another one there, right?
Yeah, we got two.
It's a good point.
Well, the odds are both going to kill themselves.
Exactly. Come on.
They're not strong enough to reload it.
You're right.
Kick back. Poor little boy, he probably like blow up half his face, and he has to like live with
him. Don't talk about my kid blowing up half his face. Jesus Christ. No, but first of all, I don't live on the ground floor, so what are the odds they're going to get to my apartment unit? You know what I mean? So I don't know if I need a shotgun. I need it for the neighbors.
Oh, you're so funny. Look, you need it because this is America, and you can defend you and yours against whatever. Like,
yeah, you know what I realize? You know why people are so defensive about the Second Amendment? It's because... It's because when the South, I don't know what happened when the war ended, when the Civil War ended, but they were probably real like, hey, man, don't take our fucking guns. Because the government, they were fighting against the U.S. government.
Right.
So they were everyone was probably like, especially people in the country, they're like, we can't trust the fucking Washington, D.C. and the government because we need our guns.
Oh, my God, are you such a dude, the government doesn't give you the right to do anything. The entire reason for the Constitution is to restrain the government from taking the rights that you have as a sovereign individual.
Dude, I'm not debating the Constitution with the guy who's got fucking cancer.
He's got cancer?
What about cancer?
I said I'm not going to debate the fucking Constitution with someone who has cancer.
You're not going to debate the Constitution at all. You have no idea what I'm talking about, you statist bitch.
This is still better than talking to Bob.
Someone could throw a fucking lemon meringue pie in my face, and that'd be better. No, your cancer's in remission, right?
Well, no, it's not in remission. They just removed all of it. So I guess you could say, yeah, I'm cancer-free. Yeah.
Hey, like Monday, free Mondays.
Yeah, free Monday and no cancer.
No cancer on Mondays.
Fucking sure, they give you cancer.
Two for one.
Two more, and then we'll have three.
So your wife doesn't give a shit that you have all these knives and guns and shit.
Look, my wife carries a knife in her bag. Any man worth his salt should carry a knife, a multi-tool, a flashlight, and if the state allows it, a fucking gun. That's what you should be carrying.
And hand cream.
Yeah, I guess, you know, whatever.
It gets chapped in the wind.
Does your wife ever?
Go ahead.
I don't know how even how to say it. I'm talking
about
that.
My wife carries a taser and a knife and a tiny little multi tool in her purse.
But you always need to borrow a pen, right?
Write her checks.
No, but when you ever come at her like with, to try to have sex with her, she'll ever tase you or pull a knife on you because you're not a good looking man.
Well, he leads with a shotgun.
No. You didn't even get a laugh out of that. You took like a 30.
Shut the fuck up. I got guns. I'm from Texas, motherfucker. So go fuck yourself.
I'm from Vermont, you silly.
Oh my gosh. It's like the first or second state.
You know what I want to do with Bigger Staff? I want to fucking chain him to the back of my car and drag him till he's dead, you piece of shit. You fun funny cunt. Shut your fucking mouth.
Oh my gosh. This guy likes to yell, doesn't he?
He's hilarious.
Give him a t-shirt.
I'm the angry caller, you piece of shit.
I know. You're an angry bitch, is what you are.
Let him have his say. He's dying.
You can get him to me from last week's show, tough guy. Don't worry about it. Everybody that knows I'm the
Bring your taser, faggot.
Whoa.
No, you can see what I bring. Go ahead, watch last week's show. But you don't watch the show because you can't afford it, you poor cunt. You fucking 10 cents.
Yeah, that,
you nothing.
That's why.
Fuck you.
I'm rich like McCarthy is.
I have it.
I got hundreds of dollars in my bank account.
We'll call him
McCarthy. Wait, oh shit, not
yeah,
hundreds.
Yeah, well,
we'll call
know,
McCarthyism.
It was a laugh, this entire show, you disgusting fuck.
This guy's good. I'll give it to him.
So where do you go up?
When you sweet talk your wife, do you talk like that, or what do you do?
No, well, she likes hearing me fucking tear people up like this. It's a good time.
Oh, good. He's good at it, too. Like,
he's the guy's the best.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, Bob Miggerson.
I've been called worse.
Bob Niggerstaff.
B and the N are very right. close on the okay, keyboard.
Lord.
This is red.
This is. This
is. All right. Thank you.
He's red meat. Call. You're red meat for the angry caller. Yeah. Stay healthy. It's Bob. What's his face? Bare ribs. Like good health. He has every tweet or Facebook post. Good health. Right. I'm like,
yo.
Good health. I'm 80.
I'm gonna be up.
I'm 80. I'm going to Arizona for a one nighter.
I know.
Oh God, kill me right now. Oh, go ahead, caller.
That's good stuff.
Hey, it's OVO Cool Cat here.
Hi, buddy.
What's going on in New Mexico?
Yeah. I'm responding to Kevin's summons to call in.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Creatures of the night.
What I was going to say is I salute you, Brian P. McCarthy. You look like you just got out of the Navy with that haircut.
I know. Well, I don't mind a pair of tight white pants, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
All right. You can swap my deck any day of the week.
I haven't made any, like, tight white pants.
Oh, on the floor.
Man, that last caller, like, I'm kind of concerned that, like, he has all these knives and guns and shit. He like, totally looks like a freaking serial killer or something.
Nah, he's all right.
He's just...
he's funny. I like him, though. He's probably going to come
out. Let me ask you a question about Albuquerque. Hold on, real quick. Does it get really hot there in the summer?
It does, but probably not as bad as a place like Arizona as Barry Ribs would call it.
Because aren't you guys in the mountains? Aren't you like elevated or something?
Yeah, we got real good altitude out here. That's why I don't know. Maybe that's why we have so much crime out here. But
do you have
yeah.
a lot of crime. What kind of crime do you have in Albuquerque? What do you mean?
The crime in Albuquerque is real fucked up down here. Like, it's like basically like a lot of like meth heads fucking their kids and stuff.
Ooh.
And like
that's illegal.
Yeah. It's real brutal, and like people are doing crazy shit on the streets. It's like a third world country out here. You guys gotta come out here.
If you get high enough, they should let you do whatever you want. You know what I mean? Because you're like, I'm so high.
It's like the purge all the time.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you?
I don't know what I'm doing.
I fucked my kids. How is that? I'm high.
I don't remember doing it, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, I have impaired judgment.
Yeah, let me see. What is the name of the worst neighborhood in Albuquerque? If I wanted to get in some real trouble,
the worst neighborhood. Well, I guess you would probably have to go down
the Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Oh yeah. There's always shit going. Well, there's actually a hospital right there, but the hospital on Martin Luther King Boulevard. You see people go in with like their freaking like with like their feet on their hands and shit. It's crazy. But yeah, we have a pretty bad Martin Luther King Boulevard, but that's off of Central. So Central is basically our main road, which is basically what you take to like the Route 66 and whatnot. So
sure.
Yeah, that's basically like the really, really
is the Indian. Really there's a Native Indian population worse than the black population in the city, or is it worse neighborhood, or no?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, we don't have a lot of black people out here.
Right.
The Native Americans are on the reservation, Kevin.
Yeah, but don't the Native Americans, they live in certain parts of the city?
Not all of them. Unfortunately, no, just kidding. No, but
they live in the casino.
Live out here amongst all of us.
They intermingle. Yeah, I was in
at
the 7-Eleven. I'm trying to say, are they live in a city, or are they poor and they get drunk all the time and they sit Indian style like Rich Voss joke?
Right.
Yeah, no, they live amongst the city. They live amongst all of us. Yeah.
And they're poor and they're drunk.
Yeah, they're poor and they're drunk and they're juggalos. They like to kind of be like the white trash people out here, where they go to the insane clown posse shows and the metal shows, and they're real fun to hang with over there. But yeah,
you call them a juggalo?
Yeah, it's like an ICP thing.
Yeah,
Kevin doesn't know what you're talking about.
It's like a gigolo, but with a U.
Fat heads too, man. They have some fat ass heads.
Now, they were like white and black face paint, clown makeup.
Juggalo.
Yeah, they had to do like a Juggalo festival.
Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah.
They're still a thing?
Yeah, it's a big thing.
Really?
Yeah, they make that Faygo where they spray the crowd with like that drink. It's like Mountain Dew kind of.
They have like a huge festival every year.
Yeah, it's called the Feast of the Juggalo something. I don't know.
It got labeled as like a
Gathering of the Juggalos. Like
Gathering of the Juggalos. Thank you.
It's in Albuquerque every year?
But no, I think it's
no.
Kind of...
No, the thing is on the East Coast.
Yeah, Magnets. How
actually
do they...
Got, they actually
they're
got
all there for one band?
No, they have a festival.
It's like a Lollapalooza for the clown posse.
Actually got labeled as like a hate group or something by the FBI.
Yeah.
And they sued them. And
it's the one that...
They actually won.
It's the one that Tila Tequila went out on stage and they threw like bottles of piss at her.
And batteries. And
batteries. And
she liked it?
And stuff.
Oh, no, she was...
How's she doing?
She's doing great.
They threw human feces at her, too.
I like how you had to say human feces. I like how you had to, like, give that caveat. You're like, it wasn't cat shit. It was human feces. Yeah, they're real. It's a rough crowd, man. A rough crowd down there. But you can get, like, are there good strip clubs in Albuquerque? I feel like I may have asked you that before.
No, I don't go to any of them because I hear like you'll get like a disease just, like, walking in.
Yeah, you get a disease walking.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Yeah, she gets hit with shit.
Why they hate her? Because she's not Indian?
She sucks.
Indians have nothing to do with this. It's just he's saying that the Indians in Albuquerque like ICP. They're not a bunch of people wearing headdresses. Hey, hey, runs with scissors. Give me hot load from toilet. I throw it at Chinese Oriental girl.
I saw some porn with her in it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, she anal. Right at the shitter. God bless her.
But Kevin.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Chris D'Elia when he came out here? He basically got in trouble. Like, he got on the news out here in Albuquerque because he said Albuquerque sucked, basically. And everyone is like, they don't want him to come back out here. Which is funny because he's actually like, Jeff Leach doesn't like him. So I think Jeff Leach should beat him up and maybe we'll crown him the king of Albuquerque or something.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about Albuquerque. Nobody needs Albuquerque.
Like Boston.
Jeff Leach?
Yeah, who's
That's
Jeff
right.
Leach? No, I'm saying even if he shits on Albuquerque, who cares? He just won't go there. He'll go to Phoenix.
Exactly, It sucks out here, but you should come out here, Kevin, because I think we're getting a comedy club.
Nice. There you go.
You want me to help build it?
Yeah, I think we have $1 to the GoFundMe page for the comedy club in Albuquerque.
Yeah, like a GoFundMe or a barn raising.
You should have a GoFundMe for the bar that you're going to build. Skeevy Wonders.
Skeevy Wonders?
Eddie F did it for his bus. He got like $60,000, and people think he's embezzling money. That whole bus thing went nowhere.
The bus exploded.
No, but still, he got a lot of money, and then it was like, where's the money?
Right. Well, he still put out a podcast, right?
Huh?
He still puts out...
And he just tweeted... I don't know. No, I don't think so. He just tweeted, should I bring back the Talking Shit podcast? So I think the other one's over.
America waits.
On Duncan.
If Brian had Joe a bar out here, has like, a, it would honestly
Joe Matarese has a Patreon. He has eight people.
I'm sorry. Say that on the Ovo. Sorry.
No, if you had your Skeevy Wonder bar out here, it will honestly do good because we have like nothing out here. So maybe you should make your bar out here in Albuquerque, Brian.
I'll make the bathrooms very party friendly.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, double locks on all the handicapped stalls.
Mm. You should just call it Booger Sugar.
Yeah, call it Booger Sugar. That'd be really funny.
Call the bar Booger Sugar. They have the FBI there all the time.
Exactly. Every drink comes with a rolled up dollar bill. There you go.
Booger Sugar.
Booger Sugars. I bet we can get Coke in Albuquerque in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Although, Ovio, you don't do crystal meth, right?
No. I don't do any.
Hey, do you have a job? Do you have a job?
No, I actually don't. Unemployed right now.
Unemployment's like the lowest it's been in 50 years. OVO's like, I can't get any luck.
No, I'm actually in school.
Huh?
I'm in school.
What are you studying?
Well, I'm in the third grade right now. No, no, I'm at UNM at the college out here. I'm in business.
University of New Mexico.
How old are you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
The Aztecs.
Lobos.
Oh. How old are you?
I'm 21. I'm turning 22 in a few weeks, Kevin.
When's your birthday?
You should PayPal me.
Paintball you?
Oh. Yeah, ask for money like your hero did.
No, my birthday's on May 27th.
I don't like Geminis.
Oh. Come on, we're born in the
How
same
How do you know
month.
That?
Because my wife, she made me aware of everybody's, well, just the ones close to me.
Yeah. Gemini, they steal your dancers. Things. They talk about you behind your back. They make sure that when they give you food, they don't wash your hand.
They touch your culo.
They say when you're Gemini, you're two-faced. Are you two-faced, OVO?
No, he's a cool cat. Bit.
I don't know.
Nah, you can't, but that horoscope stuff is bullshit.
Yeah, I know. Everything's bullshit, right? Everything's
bullshit. Nothing matters. It's like, seriously,
to me.
Can't wait to die.
Hey, Brian.
Yo.
You said that you were like friends with the guys like on that porn website, Bing Bros, and the Bing Bus, and
yep,
all that.
Yep,
shit.
Yep. Well, I'm not friends with them, but yeah, I know them.
Yeah, Bill Bang.
Yeah, but most of those guys are like in Miami. So, like, when you're hanging out with them, were they like mostly Puerto Ricans and stuff? Like,
no, these guys were the white. These are guys that kind of ran the whole show. These were a couple of white guys, and my buddy is friends with them, and they came from Miami to Vegas, and that's how that whole thing. It was sort of a tangential thing, and then later that night, I weirded the two of them out because they had these really hot hookers back at the hotel room, and I asked to rub their feet, and they asked me to leave the room.
Bang Hermanos is run by Puerto Rican guys.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, let me comb in a hubcap and you lick it out.
You asked the hookers if you could rub their feet and they kicked you out?
They were like,
came on them.
They were like, this guy's kind of got it. Like, it was a little late. I was like, I was too.
Oh, you came on them?
No, I didn't come on anybody. But the girls were really cute and they were sitting on the couch and I was sitting between the two of them and I was like, hey, you guys, it's cool if I rub your feet. And then, like,
they left.
The Bang Bros guys talked to my buddy. My buddy was kind of like, hey, Brian, like, we're kind of getting 86'd here. So you got to hit the road.
Hey, Brian. Yeah. Hey, Brian, if you want to fuck him in the ass, that's fine. But what's up with this feet?
You're a married man.
What's up with this feet shit, weirdo?
It's like kissing them. They don't want you to kiss them on the mouth. They just want you to fucking fuck their ass.
Yeah, but whenever I'm with a gay hustler, we make out for hours. Just a couple of fellas.
Get over here, Ian.
Ian. Ugh.
Gay hustler. What is that, Hisler?
Ah. He's all right.
All right, OVO, we're
OVO.
Done.
All right, hey, phone call. All right.
You later, birthday boy.
Somebody to yell at me.
All right.
Favorite. Hey, caller.
John.
Oh. Hey, how's it going?
What's up, John?
Hey.
It's Tom, actually, but I want to talk to Brian for a second.
What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's up, man? I was actually going back to Eddie Ift. I was actually at his last show. At the Improv, when he killed his talking shit show, and I didn't know you were going to be there.
Right.
And my girlfriend's black, and when you came walking onto the stage, I was like, "Oh shit, you're going to hear a lot of N words."
I don't think I dropped any N bombs there. Did I?
It was at least 15.
No, Scott, no way. No way. You're crazy.
Wow.
No way.
I've been apologizing for, like, the last 2 years.
Well, I'm sorry I spooked her.
Wow.
You really went up on his show? You dropped the N-bomb a lot?
I don't think so. I remember that show because there was a bunch of L.A. comics, and one guy came up on stage. He was on acid.
Oh, God.
And he sat there, and then Paul Provenza was there. Paul Provenza came up, and it was a fun show. I mean, it was. I don't think I said the N-word 15
times, maybe 12.
It's like a lot. That just seems excessive.
Wow, it does seem like a lot. How would you even do it 15 times?
You'd have to really like get him in there like, bah, bah, bah,
yeah,
bah,
like
bah,
you
bah,
have Tourette's or whatever.
Yeah, whooped, oh boy. Yeah, no. Also, in L.A., I think you get into kind of a comfort zone because there really aren't that many black people in Los Angeles.
Yeah, nobody says it anyway, so maybe everybody was laughing.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go. Thanks for the call. But you should do a GoFundMe with the with your bar.
With the bar? Well, maybe, yeah.
Evie's.
Okay, maybe Bruce can help me with that. I'm going to see Bruce tomorrow.
Yeah, Bruce. Is Bruce going to Gallagher's?
I hope so.
He's Saturday?
Saturday night, baby.
I can't get my wife's going somewhere on Saturday.
Why not? Get your mother-in-law to watch the kids.
Oh, yeah, Bruce. I was going to get Bruce to babysit, so I guess he can't babysit, right? So I guess it's a...
Bring the kids. They have a coat check.
My kids would snitch me out so bad.
They would.
Dad took us there. All the women were naked. It was disgusting.
I kept going to the ATM back and forth. He was drinking gin and tonics like they were water, Mom.
What's insufficient funds mean, Mommy?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, God. Anyway, thanks for the, you got anything?
Thanks,
to
Tom.
Your t-shirts? Yeah.
Want to start over here?
ComicBob.com is my website. Bob_Biggerstaff.
What is it? Comic Bob?
Comic Bob.
What's a good name for a website?
It's BobBiggerstaff.com too, but it's fucked up when you do it by my name. Like it makes the website thin or something. It's fucking stupid.
We can't do nothing with you.
It can make your website thin, but it can't do nothing with you.
Comic Bob, it looks perfect, but if you go BobBiggerstaff.com, I like it. That was a good one.
Can we read in the show Show Business Superstars, please? It's like horrible. BrianPMcCarthy.com. Go to the shop. Remember, the promo code is Gary Gulman, GARYGULMAN.
Gary Gulman.
20% off everything in the store.
I'm a bitch for putting up the picture. I can't believe people.
I think so, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just.
Like, snitched him out?
I want to call you a bitch.
Like Serpico. Remember Serpico? Serpico got shot in the face in the movie? They trapped him?
The guy that was in Amadeus.
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't think it was F. Murray Abraham.
Yeah, he was in the movie. He was in.
Yeah, but I don't think
he was the guy that shot him.
Yeah, he wasn't the guy that shot him.
Right.
People are like, there's nothing I could do. Once it was out, I had to get it out.
It's all right. Whatever. I probably got you some listeners. I know you love it.
I picked up the picture. It's up to like 85,000 impressions, and it said I picked up one new follower.
All right.
I'm not even
Perfect.
Kidding. I'm not even kidding. When you expand it, I'm like, all these numbers are like amazing. And you go down like one new follower.
Nice.
So people act like you got to fucking sign up and pay and all kinds of shit. But I got more than that. But I think just directly or whatever. Who fucking knows? It was worth it.
I'm sure.
It was worth it to get one new follower.
Mm-hmm.
Gay for pay.
It was funny because we were doing the show this morning with Joanne. She goes, wasn't the last promo code HIV positive? I'd say, yeah, sure was.
Do they know what the Gary Gulman thing was?
Yeah, they don't know. They thought it was funny. Everyone always asks me about it. Like I'm like the Kevin Whisperer.
Yeah, but you don't even know what happened.
Well, I know.
Probably embellish it so that.
I'm like, he put his giant Jew hands all over Kevin's fucking head and was punching him in the nose, and Kevin bit his ear off and they had to sew it back on. Just the whole story. The gnome came downstairs and started pissing in their mouths and.
We had to take it because he owns the club.
Exactly. Then SD started fingering her pussy in the corner.
Jesus.
All right, so that's it. Kevin Brennan 666. Follow me on Twitter. I'd like to pick up more than one. I'm almost up to anyway. Yeah. All right, God bless America.
Thank you, Garrett. Everybody else.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.